Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Ezekiel 37, verse number 12. Therefore prophesy unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, all my people, I will open your graves. I will cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Don't read any farther than that. Let me begin. Notice he says, and bring you into the land of Israel. He's talking about a resurrection. I'm going to bring you out of the graves, and then I'm going to put you in the land of Israel. Okay, with that in mind, look at the next verse. In verse number 13. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I've opened your graves, O my people, and I've put you up out of your graves, and I shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then ye shall know that I'm the Lord, have spoken and performed it, saith the Lord. When is he going to do this? He made a promise to his people Israel. I'm going to resurrect you, okay? And then I'm going to place you into your land, into Israel. If we read on later into Isaiah 47 or Ezekiel 47, 48, he apportions the Israel into different portions of land. Here's Dan. Here's your land. Here's all these other, Issachar. Help me out. My mind went blank. Reuben and all these, the tribes of Israel. He apportions them land during the millennial reign of Christ. And this is what he's talking about. When you come out of your graves, I want to set you in your land. Are y'all following? Do I need to start over? And then he says, I shall put my spirit in you and you shall live. And I place you in your own land. See, that has not happened yet. It's not going to happen when Christ comes. I'm talking about the tribulation period, before the tribulation period. That won't happen then. It will happen at the end of the tribulation period. That's when this takes place. Let's go a little further. Daniel chapter number 12, verses 1 and 2. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for thy children and thy people. Now look at this one. Here's a time designation. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was even a nation to that same time. Don't read any farther. What is this angel talking about? What period of time? It's the same period of time where Jesus talks about in the Olivet Discord in Matthew 24 and 25 about there will come a time when there's never been nor will ever be a time of destruction on the face of this earth. It's that same time, the time of the tribulation period. And there shall be a time of trouble such as was never since there was a nation, even to this time. And at that time shall thy people be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Now look at verse number 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that shall be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they shall turn to righteousness as the stars forever and forever. Now, I love this. Let's go read a little bit farther. Let's go to verse number 9. And then Daniel says this, and I heard, but I understood not. So if you read through the book of Daniel and you don't understand it, don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger. Here, Daniel wrote it down. He said, I don't get it. The difference is we understand a little bit more than Daniel did because we have the completed Word of God. We have the book of the Revelation that we can compare to what's going on here. But anyway, Daniel said, oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? When's all this taking place? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of the time, till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. An important section again about difference about the resurrection. Here we see there's a resurrection of the just and a resurrection of unjust. Let me give you one more. And then we'll finish this section and we'll pick it up next week. Luke chapter number 13, begin verse number 28. Again, we're thinking that Old Testament saints will receive their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation period And then they will enter into the millennial kingdom in their resurrected bodies. Luke chapter number 13, Jesus is speaking. Let's verse number 28. Let's go up verse number 27. But I shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves shall be thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. This is talking about the millennial reign of Christ, that there's some people going to see Abraham. Now, I didn't say this. Jesus said this. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, referring to all the Old Testament saints, in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves shall be thrust out. When are they going to be thrust out? I'm glad you asked. Remember in Matthew chapter number 24, 25, where there's the judgment of the living nations. How many of y'all remember that? Where Jesus comes in the Revelation and he sends the angels into the four corners of the earth, north, south, east, west. And he brings all the living inhabitants of those who survived the tribulation period, and they stand what's called the judgment of the living nations, Matthew 25. And he separates the sheep from the goats, the lost from the saved, those who survived the tribulation period. All the saved enter into the kingdom. All the lost, he throws them into hell. We just read a bit, little bit. Matter of fact, and they shall come from the east and the west and the north and the south. These angels are bringing all these living people. They're not coming by Delta Airlines. They're not coming by United Airlines. Angels are picking them up and carrying them to Jerusalem, where Jesus is judging the nation. But the point Jesus is trying to make, you're going to hell, you unbelievers, and you're going to see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets. They're going to enter to the kingdom. How is that possible? Because they receive their resurrected bodies. Then they enter to the kingdom. So that's, I hope that's helped you a little bit. We're just getting started here about some millennium notes. Most men will be killed by the end of the tribulation. And the Bible says, leaving only a few men to enter to the millennium. Now, also understand that that one says few men, it means the whole world. I understand that. I'm not a dummy. By the way, by the time you read at the end of the tribulation period, 2/3 of the world's population will be killed. That means only 1/3 will be left surviving the tribulation period. When you get when you start looking at at one time 1/4 is killed, another time 1/3 is killed. By the time you do your mathematics or so, only 1/3 survived the tribulation period of the world's population, okay? And only a few of them enter to the millennium. Hope you kind of get it. And then Old Testament saints are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period, and they enter into the kingdom, the millennium, because 1 Corinthians 15:23, every man in his own order, his own appointed time. And that's what I believe the Bible teaches, that Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they will receive resurrected bodies, but they get theirs at the end of the tribulation period, and they enter into the kingdom. Y'all have that? Some of y'all don't know what to do. Go home, study, read. You have a homework assignment. And look next week. There's children. We'll talk about children being born in the millennium. People will be dying in the millennium. Jesus himself will be teaching in the millennium. Won't that be something? The greatest Sunday school class ever assembled, Jesus himself will be teaching in Jerusalem. And the Bible talks about that in many passages. And I just throw three about in the many passages about Jesus himself teaching in the millennium. The Word will teach the Word. Won't that be something? Great things are going to happen in the millennial reign of Christ. And I hope this helps you to kind of open your eyes to great things are ahead for us. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your Word and the truth of Scripture. Our Father, I thank you most of all for Jesus, who made this possible, that we could live with him forever and forever. Not because of what we've done, but because of what he's done for us on the cross of Calvary.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.